Well, there's a couple of short price favourites in the first couple of races at the Valley tomorrow that punters will be hoping that will get them off to a great start. And one of those is There's a Bear in There in race number two. And it's great to have a chat to trainer Richard Jolly, who's coming across the border, or his horses are at least, tomorrow to try and take the Victorian cash. And this lightly raced galloper looks pretty smart. Good morning to you, Richard.
Yeah, good morning, Michael. How are you?
Yeah, very well, mate. Geez, look good, this galloper, and two of his three starts, especially the speed it shows, you would think he'd be suited around the Valley.
Yeah, look, he's a jump and run, high cruising speed kind of horse. And yeah, look, he's not good. His only defeat, he ran in the Queen Adelaide, I think it was, and he drew a pretty wide gate and just wasn't able to get across and had a slight 3-4 wide run, so you could sort of put a line through that run. But his other two, he sort of jumped well and found the fence and just kept running. So we're hoping tomorrow from four, you know, the Valley kind of track looks like it'll suit a horse like him.
There does look to be some good speed in the race. If he doesn't get the lead, is that a concern, or will that be the plan from the instructions to Lockie, try and hunt him out and get to the front?
Yeah, well, look, I don't think he's as effective if he's the kind of horse that's going to take a sit and come from behind. I think he's just got to use that natural pace to his advantage. So that's sort of like, you know, if he begins well, that's what we'll be telling Lockie, you know, trying to use his speed and get him off the bit if he can.
Has he improved since his last run?
Look, I wouldn't say he's been in work for a while, you know, so I wouldn't say he's on the up. I'd say he'd probably hold his form. But I definitely wouldn't say he's I wouldn't say he's improved a length or two, but it's hard to justify the I'm not sure who put the prices up, but I was very surprised when he opened up so short, to be honest.
You think he's a good horse, but he's no good thing then?
I definitely don't think he deserves to be $1.90 or $2 or whatever he is. He's not, I don't think he's warranted at that price, put it that way, yeah.
What's his future? Price Bloodstock is the plan to get him over to Hong Kong. Has he got much more depth to come, do you think?
No, what you see is what you get. He's not in Hong Kong because he's too small, so he just wasn't right. He's not much of him, and he really... After he trialled, you know, he won a couple of trials and jump outs, and after talking to David and assessing where we thought we were at, David sort of pulled the pin and just said we'll race him because he just wasn't the right criteria for Hong Kong. He's only a small horse, and he just wasn't. He needed to be probably a hand bigger to be going over there.
Dexalation also comes across from South Australia. And gee, that form behind Octane reads well a couple of starts ago. Drawn a nice gate. What are you expecting tomorrow?
Yeah, look, he's a really honest horse. He'd definitely be better if we had a bit of rain, but it looks like it's going to be a pretty kind of dry week and dry weekend. So, but certainly, look, he's one of those horses. He always runs, if he runs a bad race, he runs fourth, you know. So he's always thereabouts. He's drawn a good gate to sort of put himself, you know, into the race just behind the speed, so he'll be thereabouts. He's certainly, you know, I think he's up to this kind of race. But as I said, he's probably a bit more effective on the wet. But unfortunately, you can't predict that when it's going to come.
Got a couple at home as well. What's your best tomorrow, either in Adelaide or Melbourne?
Look, Irish Mint. He came over to Melbourne a couple of weeks ago. Went terrible down the straight. He just didn't go down the straight at all. So he's bouncing back to a kind of race he's been winning over here. So he's certainly a good chance if you can just forget about his run at Flemington. And a horse called Al Carney's on a backup. He's probably in his right race. I think he's he needs the backup will suit him, and he's dropping in grade. So yeah, he's, you know, in my opinion, he's a good chance.
All right, we'll be following both of those. Good luck tomorrow, Richard.
No worries. Thanks, Michael. Okay, bye.